AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Brittany Griner is on her way home, released from a Russian prison in a swap for arms dealer Victor Boot. Sagar Meghani on the reaction from the family of another American.
The Biden administration says it made every possible offer to free Paul Whelan, and Moscow refused.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home.
The choice was one or none.
And we brought one home today.
It's a great day to have an American freed.
Brother David Whelan says his family thinks President Biden made the right call with the deal to free Griner and appreciates that the White House gave a heads up.
It allowed us to process the news, the disappointment, and really the devastation.
Paul Whelan serving a 16-year sentence on spying charges. The family fears he won't be home anytime soon.
He's very disappointed.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The House has passed a bill to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. Congresswoman Judy Chu.
We cannot take our rights for granted. No one should have to live in fear that a Supreme Court decision could invalidate their marriage in the blink of an eye.
The House also passed a defense bill. It includes a provision scrapping the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. That's now headed for the Senate. A new package of military aid for Ukraine expected tomorrow. Ammunition and high-tech for countering drones. And a FedEx driver has allegedly confessed to killing a girl last week in Texas. Norman Hall has details.
According to an arrest warrant, FedEx driver Tanner Lynn Homer told authorities that he strangled 7-year-old Athena Strand after accidentally hitting her with his van while making a delivery at her home in a small town northwest of Dallas. The court document says Homer told investigators that the child wasn't seriously hurt after he hit her while backing up the van, but that he panicked and put her inside. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. Police in Philadelphia say they finally identified the young victim in the city's most notorious cold case. Our Donna Warder has the story.
Nearly 66 years ago, the body of a badly beaten boy was found stuffed inside a cardboard box. His naked remains were wrapped in a blanket, and police say he was malnourished. A photo of the child, believed to be between 4 and 6 years old, was put on a poster and plastered all over Philadelphia. Detectives pursued thousands of leads. Now, through detective work and DNA analysis, police say they've learned the name of the child, who for decades was known to Philadelphians as the boy in the box. I'm Donna Warder.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw today with the boy's name.
Joseph Augustus Zarelli.
That sound courtesy WPVI. Joseph Augustus Zarelli was 4 years old at the time of his death. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.